Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Morning.
Red FM Breakfast. Oh, yeah.
With KC.
Red FM.
And there's Vic.
Hello.
Producer Vic, producer extraordinaire, who's given me a list of weird things women do that they'll never admit to. Listen, I'm looking at this list it's like, yeah, I know all of this.
Oh, really?
There's nothing unusual. Like, there's nothing very revealing. You might deny it, but we know you do it. Scratching. What's that about? Like, is that like record scratching? Is that seriously?
No, it's not like record scratching.
Okay.
Scratching something else.
I gotcha. We'll go to that later on this morning.
We will.
And that is definitely not Kate Middleton in the video.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's not. I'm telling you right now.
Do you honestly believe that?
That's a body double.
Are you serious?
I'm leaning into it. I think this is very entertaining.
It's entertaining, but it's not true.
I want this to go on forever.
For goodness sake, the poor girl had an operation and, you know, filtered photograph. That's about it.
There's so much more to this, Vic.
Is there?
Yeah, absolutely is.
Is there, though?
100%. There is something going on.
No,
I'm fully invested in it now, and I want to get to the bottom of it. Absolutely.
What do you think is actually going on?
She's been abducted, okay? The real one has been hoovered up out of the palace by a beam of light.
Right.
And a flying saucer. And the aliens have replaced her.
With
some... Oh, that's a rubbish version of X-Files, by the way. There's a much better one than that. Hold on a second. There you go. That's
remember
much better.
X-Files? Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
Such a good show.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Mulder and Scully?
It was. Did they ever get together, those two?
I don't know. It was always kind of
in
like
the
that,
show,
wasn't it? Yeah.
I can't remember. You got the vibe there was a Christmas party jiggy.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Who were the actors?
Oh, what was your one's name?
Gillian.
Gillian, what's her name? Anyway, Gillian.
Who was the guy?
Oh, God, Vic, don't do this to my brain at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Muller and...
David something.
Oh, you're right. Duchovny.
David Duchovny. Good on you.
Duchovny. Yeah, but I don't know what Gillian's surname is, but anyway.
Gillian Anderson?
Oh, you're right.
Anyway, I reckon they did have a jiggy at a Christmas party, the two of them.
Maybe.
Onset and offset, maybe? Who knows?
Really?
Anyway, Kate Middleton has been...
He was quite dashing.
He was, but the aliens are more important.
Kaelian?
Kate, there you go.
Kaelian.
It's Kaelian Murphy. Kaelian Murphy. Everyone is speculating that is a body double that was in that video. And this is the thinking behind it. So Kate Middleton makes an appearance yesterday. And she's walking like out of some kind of shop area.
A farm shop.
And there's somebody really far away with a camera phone, not close enough for you to see fully, but does kind of look like her. But where's all the paps?
I don't know, but...
Where are all the paparazzis that will be following these? Thousands of people are looking to find out. Like, thousands of paps are trying to get that shot of her out and about.
But she doesn't want to be photographed.
No, it was one person in the car with an epoxy phone.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to be photographed.
No, but it doesn't matter if you don't want to be photographed. You'll still be photographed. But where are all the other paps that are hiding out and following them, watching everything they're doing?
Well, number one...
This was a setup. And it was a setup by The Sun. And even The Sun's narrative. They said, well, that's going to stop all the trolls now. They're in on it. The Sun are doing so. The Sun definitely got an old nudge.
All right, Jim Corr.
I'm telling you, nanu so- nanu. And the government are all lizards. I'm just throwing that in there as well. There's more to this.
Has the world officially gone absolutely bonkers?
I think the whole planet needs an invasive psychotherapeutic intervention. I think we're all losing our mind.
Everyone needs to go back to factory setting.
Control alt delete.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a bit of crack.
But it's not true.
No, you don't
know. Why is William going to be walking outside a farm shop with a body double? Why? Oh, he's in on it as well, is it? All right.
Because she's been taken by aliens.
All right.
I'm telling you, something's going on. I wonder what Rory's take on this is.
I wonder what people's take in general is on it.
Will we try Rory and see what's going on?
Let's ask Rory. Oh, Rory's going to be with you. I can tell it already.
By the way, Rory's out with us.
He is, yeah.
We missed his birthday yesterday. It's not our fault. He didn't tell us.
Yeah, but it is our fault because we should have known.
Oh, he's hung up.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
He's busy. He's actually doing work, which is probably what we should be doing.
He's not at his desk.
Chatting a load of rubbish.
He's on the toilet. Oh, hold on a sec.
Hello.
Hello, hello, good morning. You're live on air. What do you think has happened to Kate Middleton? Has she been abducted by aliens, or what's your take on it?
She doesn't look like she's in that video at all.
No, I'm telling you, it's not her.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's not. I'm so intrigued by this whole conspiracy theory that like she's been replaced or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no
hope. They replaced me. Have they replaced me?
I don't know. Have we all been replaced? Is this a video game, Rory?
Are we androids?
It's the Matrix. We're all living in it.
I've got a circuit board instead of a stomach.
Can I charge up my phone off your belly button?
I lift off my t-shirt and then I thought, no, he doesn't want to.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Rory. We'll be making a big fuss of you today.
Yes, we will.
Well, thanks very much. It's very kind.
Aw, Rory.
It's your fault for not telling us.
I feel awful.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
So he's with you. I knew he'd be in your camp.
0868104106. You've been following this story. If you have, I want your thoughts behind what's happened. What's going on here?
So what's the ultimate question you want people to answer?
What do you think is going on?
All right.
What, like, is there more to this than meets the eye?
Okay. I can give you my answer straight away.
Go on.
No.
Okay. But I want there to be. I want aliens. I want lasers. I want James Bond involved. Anyway.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
This is KC. There's Victoria Nichols. We're talking foreign accent syndrome. A woman woke up with a Welsh accent despite never being in the country. This is quite a nice accent. Now, she developed it overnight. It happened in June 2023, so she's had it for close on a year. She thought it would eventually wear off, but she said, a neurologist said, there is nothing they can do to help her, because they don't know why this happens to people.
Right. It is an actual illness.
Mm.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
But if you watch, like, I mean, from all of the years of stuff that we've watched on TV and listened to on radio and whatnot, and even conversations you've had with people, those patterns of thought are stored in your brain.
Yeah. In the filing cabinet at the back somewhere.
In a failing cabinet. See, I've turned into your man from Donegal Catch.
At the back.
Kept on fail. In a failing cabinet. Cabinet. You say cabinet.
I can't say that.
You say cabinet.
Cabinet. I don't know why I just said that. It wasn't that though.
Try it again. Cabinet.
Cabinet.
You sound like a very fancy French cheese.
Cabinet.
Oh, I love some cabinet. So this woman woke up and she was Chinese, basically. She's from the middle of England. And she woke up. It's very unfortunate, Vic. Very unfortunate. Have a listen. Here we go.
3.5 years ago, she was rushed into hospital with a migraine, which left her with a voice she didn't recognise.
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
Her initial response upon hearing how she used to sound from a bank telephone recording...
Good afternoon, thank you for calling.
..was to long for her old accent to return.
Yeah, I'm not actually ringing about my policy, though. I'm ringing for a quote. Do you still want my policy number?
I know it's me, but I feel like I want to say, well, she make a good speak. She speak a good... but like that, not me no more.
Isn't that incredible? She's speaking in a Chinese accent, but also is speaking like her English isn't, you know, she's just learned the language
of
English.
Yeah, it's like English. Broken English. And actually, to be fair, even the tone of her voice is different.
Yeah. That's fascinating and utterly bonkers.
Fascinating, totally mad, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, imagine you just wake up...
So it's just a malfunction in your brain. That's what happens.
Completely. They can't explain it. They don't know why it happens. It has happened to thousands of people.
I wonder if she's been to China, that woman. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to know, like... I
can't imagine she has been.
Or maybe she gets a Chinese takeaway every weekend.
I think that's it, more so. There's a knock on the door and the old chicken balls arrived.
You were talking about those.
Oh, chicken balls are great. Even though chickens don't have balls, I believe. I don't know where the actual balls come from. But imagine I woke up now tomorrow morning and I'm from Bangladesh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bit straight.
It's me and you on the air. and all of a sudden I'm from, you know what I mean? It's like, what would you do?
I mean, do this.
Yeah, that's it. Lots of great dancing.
But yeah, no, it is a phenomenon. Strange.
Very, very strange.
Especially the Welsh accent is such a strong accent.
And the Welsh accent does sound...
like she literally woke up and went, Dave, I'll have a cup of tea and two slices of toast.
And that's Fireman Sam's fault, I think.
Do you know what I mean?
That's madness.
Yeah.
She's looking for her old voice back. She doesn't know she'll ever get it back. For now,
that is sad.
She's Welsh.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM. Red FM Breakfast with KC. It's riddle time, baby.
Riddle it just a little bit.
Okay, we've got Up the Rebel Mugs for someone to win this morning. Let's do a little riddle here now. This one's a bit stickier, okay? A tree doubled in height each year until it reached its maximum height over the course of 10 years. A tree doubled its height each year until it reached its maximum height over the course of 10 years. How many years did it take for the tree to reach half its maximum height? Okay. 0868104106. One more time. For a very exclusive Up the Rebels show mug. A tree doubled in height each year until it reached its maximum height over the course of 10 years.
Right.
So for 10 years, it doubled its height. How many years did it take for the tree to reach half its maximum height? 0868 104 106. It's easy when you think about it. When you're working out, thinking about it, multiplying all the time. So one more time. A tree doubled its height each year until it reached its maximum height over the course of 10 years. How many years did it take for the tree to reach half its maximum height? Get him into it. We'll have a winner before 7 o'clock. We've fixed VIPs on the way. And coming up next, we want to put €120,000 in your bank account. Let's go.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
By the way, has anybody seen Lindsay Lohan's new film that's doing the rounds at the moment? It's called Irish Wish.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are talking about it. And I just want to know, is it worth watching? Is it any good? Or is it just really twee diddly o Irish girl comes to Ireland, falls in love with a tree type thing?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Joe.ie published 5 ridiculous things in Lindsay Lohan's new film, Irish Wish. Now, okay. I haven't seen it, okay. So I can't really comment on it. Pubs in Ireland only sell Guinness. So everyone's on, everyone, the whole pub is on the Guinness. St. Bridget granting wishes to lovelorn Americans. So that's what the theme of the whole thing is. The bus in this new film looks like it's from 1947.
I can see it.
So we
does.
All get picked up at the side of the road in one of those.
Oh, for goodness sake, lads.
Losing your suitcase at Knock Airport. There's only one baggage claim. Irish characters with English accents as well. So it's... has anybody seen it? Can you let us know, please? 0868 104 106. Is it, you know, watchable or just pox? What do you think? Vic, what's going on?
Adele has reportedly failed to sell out her comeback European concerts in Munich. Remember, these were announced a while ago.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know what it's on the back of?
Go on.
Remember, she cancelled a load of shows in Las Vegas.
Oh, people are afraid she's going to do it again, yeah.
Las Vegas residency.
Yeah.
Now, I think she said at the time it was due to sickness. But what's happened is that's kind of had a knock-on effect, and now people are afraid to buy tickets for the gigs in Munich. Now... Yeah. When I say afraid to buy tickets, she has sold some tickets. I suppose it's just that they were hoping for a sellout, and that's not what they've got.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, she's supposed to be playing Munich. I think it's in August, from the 1st or 2nd of August till the 24th. And it's her first show since 2015, I guess, outside of Las Vegas. But
yeah, when you think about it, your book of flights, hotels, tickets, you have to get time off, or all the usual things to get there. Yeah.
Like, I mean, presumably you get a refund.
Sometimes you do, yeah.
Really?
Well, for the gigs, yeah, but not on flights and hotels. Sometimes
no,
they just,
that's it.
You know.
Yeah. So, bit of a gamble. Listen, I guess that's the way it goes, but...
Here we go.
We'll wait and see if they're pulled.
First report from Rebecca Moore.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
That film is... brutal.
Go on, Becca.
Rebecca, yeah. I just knew by looking at it.
Someone else has just texted it as well, look. I can't repeat it.
Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
When swear words are in reviews, I think we're allowed to use them, isn't that it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
let's see. They were also, oh no, the Adele tickets were also so expensive. That's what had
to see, that's another thing.
Someone is saying here.
Like,
how much were the tickets, Tia? How much, like, were they over 200 quid?
Were they?
I don't know. I'm guessing. If they're really expensive, they're, I'm guessing they're in and around that type of money.
Like, the cost of going to a gig now is just extortionate, isn't it?
It really is.
Especially if you want to bring someone with you, or else if you want to bring a few people, or, like, it's going to cost you a fortune.
Tia is telling me here on WhatsApp that tickets were over 300 quid.
Ah, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, that is too much to expect people to pay.
You could do a whip around, get five of your friends to throw in 300 quid and get her to do a gig in the kitchen for you.
Hello, I'm by the frying pan.
I've come to sing a few songs, girls, all right?
Yeah. And she'd bring around a load of vino too.
Oh my God, I haven't slept in ages.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, the prequel we all wanted. Stream TED with a Now Entertainment membership.
Morning, this is Casey. Vic's over there. Have we a winner for the riddle, madame?
We do.
Yeah.
Suzanne Clinton.
Okay, Suzanne.
Suzanne.
All right.
You've won a mug?
A tree doubled in height each year until it reached its maximum height over the course of 10 years. How many years did it take for the tree to reach half its maximum height?
Nine years. Well done, Suzanne.
Remember, was that 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
It was half, but it doubled the next year.
Uh-huh.
See? Easy when you think about it.
It is.
Loads of you got that right this morning. Sorry, we only have one mug this morning, but we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll give you another little mug riddle. Yeah, mug riddles.
Absolutely, let's do it.
We've got to ship them out somehow.
We have, yeah.
6:57 is the time. If you're eating your breakfast at the moment, I'm going to play something that might not be suitable to putting food in your mouth. Okay, I'm just giving you a little bit of a heads up.
Okay.
I prefer to give you a warning before I play a clip. So our cousins up in Dublin on Spin, Emma, Dave and Aisling do this show on Spin up in Dublin. And I don't know what they were talking about, but they were like, it was probably the mankiest thing that's ever happened to you. The grossest thing that's ever happened to you. And this lady rang in with a story about being on a bus one day. And this is pretty bad.
Sitting there reading a book and I got flicked in the head with something really quickly. And I looked up and I didn't know what was going on. And I looked around, didn't see anything. And when I looked back down, there was a big toenail in the pages of my book. I looked up again, and in the high seats on the other side of the bus, there was a man sitting there cutting his dirty big ass toenail. And yeah, a big toenail just whacked me straight in the forehead.
What on earth? Who cuts their toenails on the train or the bus or wherever she was on?
This time last week, you said on the air you wanted to walk around the building with no shoes on anymore.
Different. I'm not cutting my toenails, Casey.
No, but you like it's the feet thing exposed. No,
yeah, but there's socks on those.
But that's it. You'll get comfortable with the socks, and then next thing you'll want. No, I don't want socks anymore.
I can categorically tell you that I will never cut my toenails in the place of work.
What is it about toenails that gives people the heebie-jeebies so much?
They're. I can't even look at you. I'm so disgusted.
But getting
it's not even about you.
Taking one in the forehead while you're reading a book.
Seriously.
That is manky.
That is, yeah.
Gavin James, I don't know why. He's back in Cork on the 25th of May at Live at the Marquee. If you want to go check him out, Gavin James, I don't know why. Cork's Good Times, Red FM. We are 15 minutes away from €120,000 jackpot. Are you complainers?
No. You are, though, aren't you?
Me?
I'm only joking. I'm only winding him up this morning.
If you had something to give out about, would you say it to somebody?
No. Probably not.
It's the odd time in a restaurant, but like, you know, you're like talking to the missus going, oh, this food is awful, it's cold, it's not what I ordered.
And then they come over to you and go, is everything all right?
Lovely. Thanks very much.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
It's very nice, thank you.
I would never complain about food in particular.
Even if it was manky, like
I'd
just
be concerned about what was coming back out to me after complaining.
The old filler steak could take a trip down someone's jocks before it came back out to you. Don't say that hasn't happened. I want you to have a listen to this lad. He rings up an Asda because he's got an issue with his pizza. All right, now he bought a dodgy pizza. Okay, and this is the service call.
Afternoon, you're going to the Asda service team. How can I help? Hi, I'm really not happy. I'd like to make a complaint, please. Okay then, sir, what's this complaint about? Listen, I've just bought a pizza in Asda's in Merthyr Tydfil. I've just got home, there's absolutely no topping on it. You know, that's my dinner for the night.
Right, there's no topping on it whatsoever?
No, just bread.
Just bread and tomato sauce?
No, not even tomato sauce, just bread.
Oh, okay then, sir. Sorry about that, first of all. But thanks for letting us know this information. Because what I'm actually going to do for you now is I'm going to log a product quality claim. And this is where we're going to get you out of 11 apology. And also a goodwill gesture for the inconvenience caused by a product.
I mean, what about my dinner now, though? I've got to go hungry, have I?
Sorry about that, sir. About if you can get back to store, they'd be able to exchange this for you.
Oh, I've got to go all the way back up to Asda just to take this bloody pizza back. Can I get a new one with topping on?
Can I get one delivered?
It's just, you know, it's a long way. I mean, that's up down as topping as I'm all the way back my town. It's a long way to go. I mean, look at it. It's just, sorry, I've opened it upside down.
FM Breakfast. With Now, Barry Allen uses his super speed to change the past. Stream The Flash with Now.
This evening, Swedish club Häcken play host to PSG, and that is at 5:45. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. So can we do a collective apology to Rory? Because yesterday was Rory's birthday and he told nobody, Kelly. He told no one and he walked out of here and the whole office started singing happy birthday to him. And he just kept walking. He didn't stop. He didn't stay in the moment.
Did he just and keep walking?
He just strolled out in the middle of happy birthday.
I was singing from my desk. I didn't know that you walked out.
So, a collective happy birthday. Rory, could you go over to the window, please, and blow out the candle on Vic's phone because we couldn't get you a cake.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Rory. Belated, you are a legend, yeah.
Happy birthday.
7:33. I've been given a list of the weird things women do but never admit to. I want to see how much of this is true. We know the truth, don't we?
We certainly
know the truth. Women only apply fake tan to the bits that can be seen. Is this true or false?
Totally true.
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 Hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Hands and feet.
Hands, yeah. We wipe with cotton pads when there's no toilet roll left.
I do that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
There is quite a few situations that a lady enters the toilet and there is nothing to wipe with.
Oh, listen, we've all been there.
Why, because we're the only one that replaces the toilet roll?
Pretty much, yeah.
Many a sock I flush down the loo. are you ready? Wearing the same bra for days on end. True or false?
Vic, do you take this one?
Like up to 4 days.
What? Outrageous.
Is that true? And like, if a lad wore the same pair of jocks for 48 hours, he'd be thrown out of the house.
I would probably wear a bra for a few days.
I think you can get more out of a bra than you can underwear.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can
too.
That's
true. Hiding snacks and treats around the house.
Totally true.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Where do you hide them?
I'm not telling you.
Is it a bedroom thing? Or
I'm not telling you.
No, I feel guilty if I do in the bedroom. That's like I'm secret eating.
I live in a house with three blokes. Mm-hmm. Two of them are children, in fairness. But
okay.
I have to hide everything from them because they're unbelievable.
Weird things women do but never admit to. Picking your nose. We know you do it.
Yep.
All the time.
No, yeah. We don't.
No, yes,
we
you don't do. Every that. Time. You'll be stuck in traffic. No. Look to your left. Rolling. And there she is. Though the strings are swollen,
keep them doggies rolling. Not me.
I never pick my nose in traffic.
Sniffing your armpits when no one else is looking. You do that, don't you? I think everybody does.
I think
that.
Everyone should do that just to make sure.
Yeah. Stalking exes. Tell the truth. You do it.
This is so cringe.
You're constantly having a look at
blocking exes.
Define stalk.
Constantly watching what they're up to, how their life is progressing without you.
No, I blocked them.
But no.
I don't believe you for a second.
Don't
believe you for a second.
I do.
Grabbing your knockers while you run down the stairs.
Yeah, I've done that.
Do you do that?
I've done that before, yeah.
Why is that? What's that? It's a balance thing.
Too much bounce. You get a little bit painful.
You get a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that problem, but it can be a bit painful.
You're happy with your haircut for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're back to being miserable about your hair again.
Hair is everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got a fringe last week and I'm already regretting it.
Yeah. Oh, no, the fringe is nice, Kel.
You hate other hot women. Is that true or false?
No.
I don't think so.
I'm just asking.
I think we're in a different time now where women are kind of appreciating other women. But I did hear something once that I thought was very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When a man walks into a pub,
yeah,
he looks around the pub to see who the hot women are. When a woman walks into the pub, she looks around the pub to see who the hot women are.
Well, listen, thank you for your honesty. Weird things women do we never admit to, you've admitted to them, pretty much them all, as we knew. Thank you. Red FM
Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Don't forget my birthday. Rory.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back in.
That's okay. Anytime.
I just want, again, if you forgive us, are you okay with it?
I'm not actually upset.
No, you were. You were. I know you're long enough, 20 years now plus.
It's kind of my fault because I didn't tell anyone yesterday was my birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Rory. Up to Chelsea!
Happy birthday, Rory.
Happy birthday, Rory. This is great.
Happy birthday, Rory.
Happy birthday, Rory.
Happy birthday, Rory, buddy.
Hello, Rory King. Happy birthday, bud.
Rory, it's your birthday, kid. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, kid. Have a great one.
Happy birthday, Rory.
And there's another 100 in there.
Thanks, guys. That's been my day.
No.
I'm happy now.
Can you turn my mic on?
I'm sorry.
I've just been saying, isn't that nice to hear that, Rory?
It's lovely. It's made my day.
Yeah,
was it €5 each we have to give them, or is it just a mug? Cork's Good Times, Red FM, 7:44 is the time. Welcome to Wednesday.
I can understand men, Vic, but how do women do that in the shower? I mean, how do you even aim? That's presuming we're talking about the same thing. Never mind.
Well, I have never done this personally myself.
Absolutely.
But I do know people that have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of how a dog does one.
What, when he's American Territory?
Yeah.
Leg lift up.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Oh my God, subject change very quickly.
Very quickly. Okay.
Sorry, just one second. I just need to reset. We'll be back after this break. And you're very welcome back, Rice.
Okay, MGM Resorts has released a statement denying claims that Bruno Mars owes them $50 million in a gambling debt.
I read about this yesterday. It's rubbish, is it?
This story has been floating around. It was in the press yesterday. But MGM have now come out and issued a statement basically saying that it's all rubbish. They're saying that he doesn't owe them that much money. And
does he owe them money?
Well, they're not claiming any of that, but they're basically saying he doesn't owe them $50 million.
Okay.
I think, like, the deal is somebody put something up on the internet basically saying that he owes them so much money now that they practically own him.
Yeah.
So listen, I don't know where it's come from or why the rumour has started, but as I said, MGM have now come out and said it's not true.
Have you heard that conspiracy that Bruno Mars is Michael Jackson's son?
Yeah, he does. There is a bit of a look of him, isn't there?
There's a look and a sound and a move. And
there is. Did you ever see him do the moonwalk?
Oh, he's incredible. He's like,
he is Michael Jackson.
Anyway, we're full on conspiracies this morning.
Well, you are.
I am, yeah, sure. Wait till you hear more coming up about Kate Middleton after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
We found the answer of what's happened and where the aliens have taken her. Tell you soon.
Over at the Celebrity Big Brother house, Louis is now the odds-on favourite to win.
Which is bizarre, after his ranting last week, yeah.
Yeah, but he took to the diary room and explained what he thinks is actually going on.
They're all wary of each other, but they're pretending to be best friends. That's the bottom line on this show. Pretend. I am not pretending. I'm not kissing. I'm not hugging. I'm just getting on with it. But I'm watching them. I'm watching them. They don't know I'm watching. They underestimate me. I'm watching. I'm Big Brother.
Fair enough, Louis.
That's...
Wait till they bring Jedward into the show, which is the rumoured plan.
Now, that is crazy if they do that.
Yeah, like... apparently the boys are going to turn up. Producers are looking at it. The lads have requested to go in.
Oh, I'd say they have.
And this is all part of the script unfolding.
Backed up by Gemma Collins, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, and they sent Gemma in as well.
That's unreal. Isn't she? My boys! my boys are so upset with Louis.
Oh my, and they put them, oh the four of them God. Into the same dorm.
Yeah.
But listen, I think they probably will do that, absolutely. Ariana Grande has finalised her divorce from Dalton Gomez. This is 3 years after they got married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember me telling you about this story before in VIPs, but they had a savage prenup in place.
Oh, she was bulletproof and everything, was she?
Bulletproof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, unbelievable. They were claiming at the time that it's one of the most, you know, one of the most sort of watertight prenups that they've ever seen.
He won't even leave the house with a bunch of bananas, apparently.
Well, no, actually, she has still handed over $1,250,000. So
you wouldn't buy a bag. You wouldn't buy a bag of chips for it.
Well, there was apparently a clause in the prenup that basically stated that she would just give him a one-off payment of $1,250,000. So he's pretty much sorted for life, isn't he?
Happy days.
I'm thinking of putting a prenup in myself.
What would your prenup have? Like, what are you keeping and what's he getting?
Buttons.
Chocolate
buttons. Yeah.
Also, with regards the whole video from yesterday of her scene coming out of the shop, as somebody points out, men, if your wife had serious abdominal surgery, would you let her carry shopping bags coming out of a shop? You wouldn't.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm just saying.
Let's get some money.
The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Amy, what do you think is going on with Kate Middleton? Is it all a load of fluff?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, I'm not really into the royals or anything, so I'm kind of not taking much notice of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise, but I just want this to be, there's more to this.
Casey's,
I know,
obsessed.
It's interesting.
Obsessed. Yeah. There's more involved in this. Anyway, you're here to win some money. And tell us about your doggy. What kind of doggy have you got?
A little Bichon Frise.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. They're gorgeous and they're yappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He never stops.
Never, ever stops. They are absolutely bonked. Has he ever ran away and not come back? Because we have...
Oh, my God, all the time.
Yeah, Bichons just... You look around and they're gone.
Oh, really?
They've left the county. They're they're gone.
The second the front door opens, he's gone and he just will not come back.
Little rockets. little white bullets. So you see little white bullets flying around the place. Anyway, Amy, the very best of luck. Amy works for the Cope Foundation up in Montanati.
Fantastic.
We are fingers and toes crossed for €1,000 for you. Give us a guess if you get stuck, Amy. Let's go for it.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Amy, where's the Sevens event held in Cork?
Kinsale.
Miley and Biddy were characters in what Irish TV show?
Glenroe.
Question number 3. Who has a song called Texas Hold'em?
Beyonce.
Question 4. How much did Taylor Swift's tour contribute to the US economy? 1 or 5 billion?
5 billion.
Question number 5. What is the name for the breed for a sausage dog?
Dachshund.
Question 6. Bono is the lead singer with what band?
U2.
Question number 7. What band released an album called Rubber Soul? They're from Liverpool.
Beatles.
Question number 8. What country are AC/DC from?
Australia.
Question 9. Who's the most followed on TikTok? The most followed person on TikTok is who?
Oh, I don't know his name.
We need his name. Throw a guess at me very quickly. We're running out of time. 5 seconds.
I've no idea.
She was doing so well.
You were doing brilliant.
We were doing brilliantly, Amy. That was a really good round.
Cabby Lamb is his name. He's the guy
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
Do you ever see the guy that does these silent reactions to stuff?
I heard this question on the quiz before, but I just couldn't remember.
Is his name
Cabby
what?
Cabby Lamb.
K-H-A-B-Y-L-A-M.
L-A-M-E. He does all these kind of silent reaction videos to scenarios. He's amazing.
Is he?
Yeah, but I think he's Sudanese, I think.
So is it like mime?
Yeah, he just does funny reactions to stuff. And then we didn't get to question number 10. As reported yesterday, who is rumoured to be the new James Bond? Would you have known the answer to that one?
Cillian Murphy.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, no.
The newest one, yeah.
Not confirmed, but that's the whisper. You got a healthy 8 out of 10. You got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And you've got an Up the Rebels Breakfast Show mug on its way to you as well.
Well done, Amy.
Amy, thanks for all the great work you do. And we'll talk to you another morning, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Amy.
Red FM.
FM Breakfast.
With Now, the prequel we all wanted. Stream Ted with a Now Entertainment membership.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Victoria's over there. 15 minutes to Neil Prendeville. He's here just after 9 o'clock. Guys, will you say a massive happy birthday to Katrina Harrington, Mary Walsh and Killa. Two sisters, not twins, but 10 years between us.
Wow.
From Mary, who's been on to us. And morning, can you wish my son, Rory?
Oh.
We've got another Rory. Will I just hold on to these Rory shouts?
Rory, it's my birthday, kid.
Yeah. For every Rory in Cork, you let us know. I'll hold them. But Rory is 10 today. Lots of love from mum and dad and baby sister, Dara. Hope Aww. You have a great day, buddy.
Happy birthday, Rory.
It is 8:43. Right. There are many fine places in Cork, many fine towns, many fine areas, but today we focus on the mighty Ballincollig. I mean, you've heard the Beyonce version.
This in Cork, boy.
That's right.
It's Ballincollig. A separate town, 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 town. So park your Honda Civic. Take a look around, round, round, round. We've a decent Aldi at the top of the town and a huge big park for running around. We've a guard the station if you're a rat and a load of bushes for stashing gat.
Woo!
We've a McDonald's and a Dino's. Are trying to fry, 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 fry. Hit the White Horse for a cold one. Or the Trade House for a hot munch. We've a load of speed ramps in the middle of the town to try and slow you langers down. It's the place in Cork that I love the best, and you're not gonna need a bulletproof vest. If you're getting the bus, jump on the 220. Always busy and never empty. Move out here just like I did, but the gas could cost a million quid. This in Cork, boy, it's Ballincollig. A separate town, 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 town. So park your Honda.
Park your Honda.
Your Honda Civic.
Honda Civic.
Take a look around, round, 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 round. We've a decent Aldi at the top of the town and a huge big park for running around. We've a guard the station if you're a rat and a load of bushes for stashing gat.
Sonny! Sonny! Hello? Come here! Boy, you can't leave a horse there, boy. You can't. They'll clamp it. I'm telling you now, they'll clamp it.
Chill, boy. I'm just popping into the Tung Sing to pick up my Chinese.
I'll mind the horse for you if you give me a chicken ball.
Much obliged, sir.
Johnny Cash, you wouldn't have any change on you, would you?
I'm afraid not, boy.
You tight
FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz with a Now Cinema membership.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.